They claimed that they used to be once a Navajo people. So that's why. He don't want to fight against the Navajo people. But he fought the Anglos, though, during the time of his capture. He fought them in where they call Apache Path. Here, he was hard to pull out. There were quite a number of soldiers being killed in the Apache Path. I don't know how he done it, but they done it. So finally, Navajo people were hard to go against Cochise and Geronimo out of Fort Wingate. There was some good old friend of his had volunteered for his capture. They don't hate him, but they want for him to live in a better way and live up to his old age. They just want to tell him that the government, the white people, are saying the right thing, trying to help him to do his good parts of living. So that's the only reason they have joined the, they have volunteered to join the army against him. So they were hard, and they were trained to go and hunt him up, hunt him down. The Navajo people were sent to him. And there was about at least 20 Navajo people that were very kind to him. So they just sent nothing but Navajos out to talk to him. They don't want to send no more white armies. They left him behind. But still they were on the watch out. So Manlito was one of them to go to see him. My father used to say that he used to talk with Geronimo and Cochise as a straight friend. He was very little bit close relation in the old days. So he told Geronimo, talk to him as a brother. He says one day he met the two great men. He talked in peace with tobacco. Finally, one day he says that he'll give up. He told Manlito to stand by. Whatever they do to him, you are my good friend. So I want to ask you to stand as a bodyguard till they get through with me. So the agreement was made by Manlito. He told the great Apache leader that it would be best for him to learn more behavior like they'd done. It is not good to keep on in a bad way of living. So I think that's the way the great Geronimo and his other friend decided to surrender. He went to the two parties about three times to talk to him. Finally, they had to decide and be surrendered. He took their guns and their knife, as an army. And some of his other good friends, they told him the same thing. We've done it ourselves in the early days, but there's nothing that we had done good while we was fighting. Everything was bad. That's what they told the great Cochise and Geronimo. They've been talking among themselves for many days, and finally they made agreement to be surrendered. This is the way the great Cochise and the great Geronimo was captured by their Navajo friend. They don't want to fight their relationship, so they gave up, and the government got a hold of him. But they didn't took long. They were not sent to Fort Wingate, Fort Summers. But the great leader was the only one that is to blame, because their younger generation and the other people that he lead is not the one that to blame. He was the one to blame, the worst thing of all. That it was his saying, his talk that done all this damage among the army. So that's why he was the only one that was being held back to jail. The other people that he leads was set free. So that's why he went as far as Oklahoma. He went through jail. He went through his trial. That's the way the white people wants. A man wants to be trial according to the regulations of law. So that's what he had done, not his people. His people was not the one to blame, because he was the one that was putting up all the ideas of what it should be done. So that's the reason. He was the only one that was held back during the time of his trial. So I don't know much more about Cochise and Geronimo out at his punishment. All I know is that he left to Oklahoma for his trial. And I have a little story about the great Billy the Kid too. But I'll tell you that later in my next record. I have all kinds of stories of old times, what I have known and seen with my own eyes. I'll tell you that later. It's mostly all true story that I have seen with my own eyes that happened. I got a little story about the great Billy the Kid. He was half-breed, too. He was not a full-blooded white man. He was a little breed of other tribe. I have a story about one of the great lost mine of Adam and Diggins. I'll tell you that a little later on. So this is my story about the great Jesus of Rizzo and my father and the great Cochise, that the moving actor has in their party, mostly all over. Some of them are just made up stories. The real one, I have seen it myself. And my father used to tell me that how great he was in his early days. Most of this story that I'm telling you is a true story from my father. So I am still living today. I'm about 99 years of age. Another year I'll be 100. So praise the Lord. I have lived it this long. I have thanked it, my believer who made me. Whoever made me was very kind to me of life. So I'll tell you a little bit more about what I know about old time people. So I am kind of a tired up. I wanted to lay down for the noon, or else a day I'll call the man again for my next record. It takes up time to tell. You have to remember a lot of things. That is all, my friend. I thank you.